Yeah, man. You already know what the fuck it is, man. DJ Jerry, aka the voice of the streets. It's the motherfucking Mixtape Trappers Radio, man. I got a special guest in the building right now, bitch. RBE Glow, man. What's happening?
Stop fucking playing.
My man, dog.
Stop
so glow.
Fucking playing.
So glow, right? It's just glow.
Glow or so glow
so
for
glow.
Summer.
Okay.
My chain say so glow.
Ooh, man, show them my chain, Shiny. Johnny. Show them my chain, man. You know how she coming, man.
That's
so
my
glow.
Name, Summer.
Slow glow.
And my last name in one word, you know.
No bullshit, man. You finally in this motherfucker.
Yeah.
Dude, like, I ain't gonna lie, I've been trying to get you on here for a long time, but like I told you, like, I don't just be, like, spur of the moment, oh, like, she is Summer and shit, let me just do some shit.
Mm-hmm.
I be like, man, I gotta think this shit out and make sure this shit fire.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So shit, like, what you been on, man? Like, for the buffers that don't know who Summer is, that ain't from Milwaukee, you know what I'm saying? Like, let them know who you is.
I ain't really been on shit. I just been doing my music shit. You know, I just started doing music this year, so... I really been taking off with this shit. Taking this shit real serious.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's about it. Shit, I'm really locked in with that shit right now. I ain't really doing nothing else. I still do my hair shit, still sell hair, but I'm locked in with the music right now.
Facts.
So that's all I got going on.
Yeah, yeah. Because, like, for the people that don't know, like, you used to be in a rap group, like, years ago, right?
Years ago. Like, oh, you talking about Jack?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, that wasn't really a... I wouldn't say it was a rap group. I mean, we did music, but it was just really, like, back in like Dance Wars,
yeah,
CDS and shit like that. Yeah,
yeah,
I was Jack Girl. I was one of the girls who ran it.
Uh-huh.
I didn't know how to dance, so yeah, I was one of the girls out of the group who did music.
Okay.
But it wasn't no group where we all do music together. It was just, you know, everybody for themselves.
Okay. But like, what was that like? You know what I'm saying? Like, even, you know what I'm saying? Big. Dealing with that shit like back then for that
shit
time.
Was lit. I jumped off the porch whooping hoes.
That
shit was lit. I swear to God, we was out here having riots. I swear to God, like after Dance Wars, we would meet up with the other groups and just have fat ass riots. Swear to God, that shit was cracking.
Yeah, I was fired back then. But you see, like the music scene, like it's completely different now. Like
yeah,
you see,
way
we
different.
Lit. Like you know what I'm saying? Like we can name fuckers all day. You know what I'm saying? Like it's too many lit rappers. You know what I'm saying? But like. I know you just started, like, taking it serious, but, like, what made you say, like, man, I ain't new to this shit, but, like, I could hop in this shit and just do this shit right now.
Yeah, the group I was just recently in, yeah, we just made a song on some humbug. Black and Sody heard it. They fucked with it. They was like, shit, if y'all want to take this shit serious, we'll help y'all. We fucking with it. We think y'all could be lit. So that's how that shit went.
Yeah.
And shit, we just locked in from there. I started going to the studio every day. Started fucking with it more and more. A lot of people don't know I used to do music, though.
Yeah.
Like, when people be coming on my shit and they be like, she been doing this. I be like, yeah, there's some real support
that
they know about. Yeah. I've been doing music. But now it's just different. The whole scene different. We grown now. Mine's way brighter. So we think different. And it's just easier to write music.
Facts. Hell yeah. But, like, you signed the block out.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Shout out Free Black. You know what I'm saying, too. You know what I'm saying? But... like, what is it like even being under bro, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, like, he a genius, you know what I'm saying? Like, when it comes to the music, like, and he got a good supportive team under his label, too.
I ain't gonna lie. Black is, I wouldn't sign with nobody else, like, as far as from our city, because that's family, number one. His connects, everything genuine. Like, he just, he really know what he doing. He a genius, for real. Like you said, he a goat.
Yeah.
For real. Like, he know how to put some, bring somebody to the top, like he say he do. So, that shit. It came with ease. You see how quick motherfuckers blew up? It only been about 8 months.
Yeah.
It was easy. Yeah. No bullshit.
But one thing I can say, even though everybody know you hard, but you was known, though. Like,
I was.
You know what I'm saying? You was known in Milwaukee, like, period. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
Like, and that's how I kind of be with the male rappers, too. Like, if it's a nigga that's already known, like, they start rapping, they're going to be like, man, I'm going to listen to Dog because I know.
It's not even just rapping. If you know, if you got a name, period, anything you start, it's going to be easy to capitalize off of when you got a name. So,
yeah,
I feel what you're saying.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. But Sody, you know what I'm saying? Like, I know that's your manager and your cousin, too, right? Hell yeah. Like, what is that like even working with her and having, like, family, you know what I'm saying? Like, just so close to the music.
Same thing. It just come with ease. Like, just. Automatically having somebody I could trust to just do everything for me and make sure everything good and take me to the top. Shit. It come with ease. I really don't have no complaints at all.
Yeah.
No problems, no nothing.
Facts.
So, it's cool.
Yeah. Well, you got some memories of a little Fred?
Mm-mm, I ain't got none.
Damn. Yeah, yeah. The R.P. Fred,
man.
Yeah,
R.P. Fred, man.
Yeah, dog. Like, he was a man.
Yeah.
Like, he need his own. Like, we need somebody to tell his. Probably Sody. Shit.
Yeah, Sody. Yeah, Sody, sure.
Sody can tell the story. Yeah, Sody yeah. can definitely tell it. Hell yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, a video you have posted, you know what I'm saying, went crazy, you know what I'm saying, a party at MKE, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, I go, like, I fuck with it. Like, I heard it, like, 20 seconds. I was like, oh, yeah. Well, this shit hit. Like, I knew it, like, 20 seconds. Like, I was like, this is it.
It's crazy because, I ain't gonna lie, I make a lot of songs. You know how, like, rappers get in the booth, and as soon as they done with songs, they be like, yeah, this the one, this the hit, right?
Yeah.
If they say that about any song they made, like, oh, we got us one type shit. And I be feeling like that about all my music. Like, I be making lit music.
Yeah.
When I made that one, I didn't feel like that. I really made it on some funny, bored shit. I really did not think that shit was going to blow up. That's like that. Crazy. I swear to God, it really be the music that motherfuckers just be making just to make. Mm. And that motherfucker, I'm getting more traction on that song than any song I made. Like, mm-hmm. that bitch going up. Mm-hmm. For real.
Yeah, that's fire. Like, when the vid coming?
I just talked to Black. He said he flying in Philly Flyboy. You know who that is?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, he finna do the vid. He finna direct it, everything. It's supposed to be at the end of this month, so I gotta ask him again. But, yeah, that's supposed to be turned. The official release day, I ain't told nobody yet, so this the first time.
Let's go. Rick State Trapper exclusive. Let's go. Let's go.
The official release day is January 17th. Now, that ain't my idea.
January 17th, okay. Yeah,
that's when the song gonna drop, everything. That ain't my idea, but... Ooh, my nose ain't coming out. But they back and forth with Miley Cyrus people right now, getting the sample cleared.
Okay.
So, we gotta go through all that, and then I can't call the song Kill Walk. Yeah, I ain't tell nobody either.
Damn.
I can't.
Damn.
I gotta call it Party in My City.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, that's still, you know, but I feel like Kilwaukee clickbait. I ain't gonna lie. I feel like a motherfucker see that, they gonna be like, what the fuck is Kilwaukee? Click that shit, and it's gonna be turned. But I feel like the video gonna be lit. Like, the whole city gonna come out for that.
Hell yeah.
I've been telling everybody, learning where everybody been writing me, like, I know the words already. Mm-hmm. I know everything on that song.
Yeah.
Everybody been saying that.
Yeah. Because, like I told you, when I heard it, like, when I seen it come on my timeline, it was, I didn't even want to hear the rest of it. Like, I just copied it, and I was like, dude, I'm about to post this shit, see what people say about this, bro.
And that shit going up on Facebook. It's going up on Facebook.
Hell yeah. That's crazy. You don't want my crackers no more?
No, I do. I don't want to be in the camera chewing.
Hell yeah. Like I said, you've been known, you know what I'm saying, before, like, you started, like, coming back with the rap.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, because a lot of people, like, I ain't going to lie, like, from outside looking in, I looked at you and Big Tone like a power couple. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, from outside looking in, like, y'all looked good together. You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all was always, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like a power couple type. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like.
We was together for a minute. Shit.
Yeah. Like, how long y'all was together?
8 years.
Damn. Oh, yeah. That's a minute. That's a nice bit. Yeah, yeah. But shit, like, you ain't got to even get into details about shit, but, like, what went wrong, and, like, if you could change something about the relationship, like, what would you change today?
I don't know. I couldn't even answer that. I ain't gonna lie. The mindset I got now, I really be on some everything happened for a reason. I wouldn't change shit in my life. I learned from everything. I kind of do, but I don't want to get deep into it for real.
Okay.
But you know, me and Tom, we ain't got no bad blood. We don't hate each other. How people think, we cool. Mm-hmm. We see each other. We speak. Mm-hmm. It ain't, you know, we was together too long to even hate each other. So, you know, it's love for sure.
Yeah, that's almost a decade. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, you grow so much attachment with a motherfucker, like, for that long. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. Yeah, shout out Big Tom, man. Hell yeah, but shit, like, you know, you said the video coming out, you know what I'm saying? Like, you've been dropping shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, everybody know, like, RBE, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you came up with them, y'all popped out super hard. Like, it was just like a, like, damn, like, who the fuck is them? Like, we knew who y'all was. Shit, it's like, damn, like, I want to listen to them. Like, I want to tap in with them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, who idea was it to, like, put y'all together?
I guess Black and them I did. Cause the song we did, that's what we was together. So they like, shit, if y'all want to take it serious, then I think, like, okay, so we had recorded the song. The next day, Black heard it.
Mm.
He was like, y'all want to take this serious? I want to take y'all serious. 2 days after that, we went to the studio, came up with a name. RBE been the name of, like, our group chat.
Mm.
So we just was like, shit, we were trying to figure out a group name, and that's what we came up with, and shit, it went from there.
Yeah.
That was it. Yeah. So I guess it was blackening my idea for real.
Yeah. Yeah, that's hard, man, because, like, I know, like, people ain't been seeing you with them, you know what I'm saying, lately and shit like that. People was like, damn, what happened to the other girl? You know what I'm saying? Like, did they break up? Like, why they break up? Why she leave? Why this? Like, what's your view, you know what I'm saying, from the shit? Like, why did you leave, or why it didn't just work out the way it should have?
My view on it is, it's a lot of reasons why I decided to go solo. So I really can't, and I really don't want to get deep into it. I really don't care, to be honest.
Yeah.
Shit, I was in a group. Now I'm not. I'm gonna leave it at that. Shit, I'm solo.
Thanks.
Everybody go stream my shit. Damn. I ain't got nothing to say. Wish everybody the best.
Thanks. Hell yeah, that's all you can do. This is New Year 2025. You know what I'm saying? Around the corner.
I'm so glad. I swear to God, I'd be so glad. When shit just happened before the new year, you don't be feeling like that.
Hell yeah.
Always feel like that. And I feel like that shit really happens every year. That shit is crazy. Like, every year in the last few months, anything that's not supposed to be in your life, anything you're not supposed to be a part of, that shit get cut dead for the new year. That shit be crazy.
Facts. Yeah, because I ain't gonna lie. my brothers and my mama, they called the police on me, said I pulled a gun on them and shit, right?
Recently?
Yeah, this is like in May. This is like in May, swear to God. And then, like, I ain't talked to him since, you know what I'm saying? And I was just like, man, like, that shit hurt me, though. Like, I ain't gonna lie, because it hurt, because I'm like, damn, like, I had so much love for him, like, and I just can't do it. I can't fuck with you, you know what I'm saying? Like, so I know how that shit is, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just like, damn, that's my mama and my brothers, you know what I'm saying? Like, like, fuck it, like, y'all call the police on me, I can't fuck with you.
Damn, no, for real. A girl made a status today. She from Milwaukee, clearly, because she made a status. She said, man, the fucking police don't answer the phone in Milwaukee or something. And then I had just did an interview with Live on Lake Street from Minnesota.
Yeah.
And he commented, and he mentioned me talking about some, is this true? I said, nigga, I don't know. I'm calling the police. How am I supposed to know they don't answer the phone? How am I supposed to know? I'll call their ass.
Right, real. Yeah, dude, that shit crazy, though, I call the police. But shit like, what you think about shit like that? Because, you know, like, Milwaukee, like, the relationship shit, I ain't talking about you or nobody else, but, like, I'm just saying, as a whole, it get toxic, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, it do.
And, you know what I'm saying? Like, you see motherfuckers even got dropped, you know what I'm saying? This year, like, relationship shit, all type of crazy ass shit. Like, how you prevent all of that shit in a relationship, like, especially being in Milwaukee?
Preventing what?
Just the toxic shit.
I ain't gonna lie. I feel like, shit, some motherfuckers, they just toxic.
Yeah.
It really ain't. I don't think that's a Milwaukee thing. That's just a
person. Yeah.
People be toxic. Like, it's just something you can't help. My bad.
Nah, you all good.
Show I got coming up. Yeah, people just be toxic. I don't feel like that's a city thing or nothing. I don't know how to explain this shit. Some people just not relationship type of people, for real, especially in our generation. Yeah. It's really hard to lock in with somebody now, today.
Facts. But you single or you got somebody?
I'm single.
Oh, you single. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
I ain't got in no relationship since me and Tom broke up.
Damn. That's what it do.
That was like, I think January coming up, this would be 2 years.
Damn. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's crazy, man. Yeah. But shit, like, of course, like motherfuckers know you ain't ugly or no shit like that. Like, niggas gonna try it, like. Like, say if a nigga did try to, like, fly you out or some shit like that, like, just as a woman, like, would you give him some pussy, like, just off the strength, like, y'all vibing good, like, man, he flew me out, he paid for this, you know what I'm saying, he player, you know what I'm saying, like, he did this, like, I'd give him some pussy just to fly me out.
It depends on the vibe.
Yeah.
But I don't like that niggas be thinking just because they fly you out, you owe them pussy. I don't like that. Like, I be feeling like if a nigga fly me out, like, and it's, say it's like our first time meeting. I want my own room. I ain't just finna lay with you off humbug. You feel what I'm saying? Because the vibe gotta be there. I don't even know you for real. So I don't know. But niggas do be feeling like bitches owe them pussy just because they bought a plane ticket. Niggas spent $200. Fuck is that? We could have went to dinner.
Facts. Hey, even though I don't be on that shit, but if I do fly a bitch out, if I don't fuck, I ain't never talking to this bitch ever again. Ever.
Why though? Because bitch gotta feel you. Well, nah, bitches ain't like that.
Because, hold on, wait. You said, listen, you comfortable enough to come out of town with me, take you away from your family.
To catch a vibe. To catch a vibe.
We catch a vibe here.
I'm talking about motherfuckers that's not from the same city.
Right,
you talking
okay,
about, exactly, we can catch a vibe here, fuck.
Yeah, right.
Now, if it's a nigga from our city, we been vibing, we flying out, hell yeah, we gonna fuck.
Yeah,
fuck.
Hell yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Because if we in the same city, we done vibed already. Facts. We going out of town to fuck, yeah, yes, exactly. Off balconies, all that shit, yeah.
Exactly.
But I'm saying, I'm saying like a random motherfucker trying to fly me out, no. I don't give a fuck about the phone card. We got a vibe in person.
Facts.
Because motherfuckers be totally different people. So.
Facts. Be a hoe that they could present one way on the internet, then in the real life, it's some hoes. She be like, damn, like you ain't talking that shit like how you, you know what I'm saying? It don't look the way you was talking type shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Hell yeah, but I know you say you got a show coming up. Like, when you, where you performing at?
I don't know if I could say.
Damn, man.
I don't know if I could say yet. Okay. I swear. Okay. I don't know. But it's coming up January 4th.
Okay, January 4th.
Yeah.
It's going to be a surprise for everybody? Yeah. Okay.
I got another surprise. What's today? Damn, I can't tell you shit. When you dropping the interview?
Christmas. This motherfucker going to be out on Christmas. Everybody going to be opening their presents watching this shit.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay. See how she do me, dog. See how she do me, bro.
These, I done signed contracts. Oh, like, okay, I can't, okay, you know what I'm saying? Okay. But I got a photo shoot and shit next week, Sunday, to announce something else that I'm doing big in May. Mm. But they told us we can't say shit until they drop it. So I don't want to say shit. I signed contracts and all type of shit. So, but yeah, I got some big shit coming up for sure.
Can't wait.
My tape just dropped too. Everybody go straight.
Hell yeah.
Glow Gospel.
Glow Gospel. You know what I'm saying? Like, what was it like putting that motherfucker together, the Glow Gospel?
Shit, that shit was fun. I ain't gonna lie. Like, when I started to venture off from the group,
yeah,
I was making my own shit, so it was real easy to put it together.
Yeah.
I got two features on there, Baby G's and Moolah Mar.
Yeah. Shout out them.
Hell yeah. And, shit, the rest, it's just kind of... Because when I was with the group, I ain't gonna lie, I really couldn't... I could talk my shit how I wanted to in music, but I couldn't really talk my shit because I really had to, like, go off the other girls' vibes. And when you on a song, you just want everything to go together. So I don't want to be off topic type shit. So my EP that just dropped, it's kind of a teaser of the music I like to do and the shit I like to talk.
Yeah.
So it ain't really, like... It's just a teaser, for real. I'm finna come out with some shit.
Yeah.
I just wanted to drop something because nowadays... Like, I be networking with people, and they be like, oh, you do music? I be like, yeah. They be like, oh, where can I find you at? The only thing I got out right now is the group shit. Mm-hmm. So I needed to put some solo shit out. You feel what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
That's why I motherfucker out.
Yeah, I sure was looking for that motherfucker. I was like, damn, I don't even see this motherfucker. Because I seen the cover, obviously, on your
Instagram. Yeah, I ain't going to lie. It's out everywhere. It just ain't hit Apple yet. It's going to hit Apple tomorrow morning or tonight by midnight. But it's out on YouTube, everywhere else. You know, Apple just be... grabbing shit slow. They irritating.
They irritating.
That motherfucker out, though, for sure. So tomorrow morning, you can grab that motherfucker.
I need me a Spotify account, because, like, that's all I do.
Yeah, Spotify, music, YouTube, TikTok, everything. Like, it's everywhere already, because motherfuckers been tagging me.
Hell yeah. Yeah, I can't wait to hear that motherfucker. But shit, like we said, we talked about the Milwaukee music scene earlier. I know I had Yana on this motherfucker earlier, too. Mm-hmm. And we were just talking, like, what going behind the scenes, you know what I'm saying? Like, with the music shit, like, what you like about it and what she don't like. She told me what she liked and told me what she didn't like it. But from your view of it, like, what do you like and what don't you like about just the behind the scenes with the Milwaukee music scene?
With the Milwaukee music scene, I like how, I ain't gonna lie, my dislikes and my likes gonna go hand in hand, because I just fuck with how, like, everybody who do music, who strictly, like, locking in with the music shit, they ain't with the messy shit and shit like that, and worried about who fuck with who and ops and shit like that. I don't like that motherfuckers get in their feelings about, like, if you do a song with somebody and it's supposed to be business and shit, they'll get the calling you an op and all type of shit. I ain't gonna lie, the shit just get messy. It get messy with anything, like, okay, it's just like with any, how do I put this? With any anything that anybody do in life, like the strippers.
Yeah.
That shit get messy behind the within strippers. The music is the same way. That shit get messy as fuck. Motherfuckers die behind this shit. Fight behind this shit. All type of shit. Like, it just... I don't know. I just wish it'd be better, to be honest, but shit, motherfuckers really be having real beef behind this shit, so you can't help it.
Yeah.
But I do like how, like, motherfuckers, like, the motherfuckers who made it in our city, they ain't scared, or they ain't, they don't feel like they too big to help other motherfuckers and put them on. Like, that's a big thing, because motherfuckers get big-headed, motherfuckers get fame, and don't know how to move with that shit. They don't know how, they ain't never had fame, never had a name. And they just too big-headed. And they don't know what the fuck they doing. Motherfuckers be thinking they done made it and they didn't. That's, man, listen. Yeah. I ain't been
a... You right, though. Like, cause shit, that internet will trick you.
Man, motherfuckers can be who they want to be on the internet.
Yeah.
Motherfuckers really... Listen, that shit is scary. The internet is scary.
Definitely.
For real.
Yeah. Like, I ain't gonna lie. Like, of course, like I told you before the interview, I hear everything about mm-hmm. everything. Like... Mm-hmm. And when I seen you at State Fair, like, I ain't gonna lie, I was kind of, like, scared to approach you a little bit because mm-hmm. I was just like, man. Because I said, dude, that's something right there. I said, mama, she's like, oh, say something. I was like, I don't know. I said, what if she, I was like, fuck, I'm about to go say mm-hmm. something to her. And then that's why I stuck my hand out. Mm-hmm. And then when you looked at my hand, then, like, you hugged me, I'm like, oh, yeah, she ain't, like, that little bit, yeah. Like, just like, damn, she, like, dude,
yeah. I ain't gonna bite you. Yeah, motherfuckers be thinking I'm stuck up. Yeah. I don't know why.
Yeah,
I mean, I got a natural mean mug, yeah. But I'm not stuck up. Like, I might look mean, like, not approachable, but once somebody approach me with good energy, I'm reciprocating it. It ain't got to be no shit.
Facts.
Like,
facts. Especially motherfuckers that's like, man, I ain't never met you shit. Yeah, like, yeah. I'm just trying to mm-hmm. introduce myself shit. Mm-hmm. That's it. Yeah, yeah, but shit, like, I know you work with Chick, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, Steph, mm-hmm. Pape, yeah. Marmar, like, you work with everybody, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, what's your favorite part about just working with, like, Chick, Pape, Steph, you know what I'm saying, all of them, you know what I'm saying, right now?
It's just, how do I put this? It's just, like, learning from it all. Like, I used to do music when I was younger, like we talked about, but that shit wasn't getting took serious how it is now. They've been taking this shit serious for 10-plus years. They know the game behind this shit, so it's just learning from everything. Like, I ain't somebody who know how to punch. I write all my shit. I've been trying to learn how to punch. I'm in the studio with them 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning. I ain't even doing no songs. I'm just vibing, just grabbing the energy, learning all type of shit. Just, I don't know. It's a good feeling. I ain't gonna lie. And it's all genuine. Everything, everybody around me genuine. Like, it's a good ass feeling to like, motherfuckers wanting you to be around. Like, you ain't just, like, on no fan shit. You get what I'm saying? Like, motherfuckers really locked in with the shit.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's cool.
Thanks.
But, you know, I kind of been knowing everybody since I was younger. But motherfuckers really just now locking in because now we all doing the same thing. So, it's easy.
Yeah. But, shit, like, I know you be with Chick. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. Fuck with him, talk to him, all that. Like, mm-hmm. like, what's some of the best advice he gave you? Like, just period. It ain't got to be about no music or whatever. Like, what's some of the best advice he gave you?
Mm-hmm. She give me advice all the time. Every time we see each other, anything he hear, anything, like, he ain't gonna call me and say nothing. He'll wait till he see me and just put it in my ear and shit. And he just tell me shit. Go to the top. He always tell me shit. Fuck anything that's trying to stand in your way. I got you. I'm gonna help you. We finna take this shit to the top. Mm-hmm. Shit. Right. It's genuine. Like I said, it ain't none of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because, like, his story is crazy. That nigga could do a movie, bro.
That nigga really could do a movie, bro. He really should, for real.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah, man. But shit, like, what's the plans for 2025? Like, you got your shit in order? Like, what you want to do on the music? Or are you just going to just, like...
Right now, the plans for 2025 is, you know, first quarter coming up January with the music shit. Right now, the plans is to push that Kid Walkie song.
Hell yeah.
Everybody trying to... They talking about that shit, man. Stage, I ain't gonna lie. I'm telling you, like, Blacken and them sent that song to so many DJs across the world. I got so many big DJs. Like, I can't even say their name right now, but I got so many big DJs. I can't. Because I don't know, like, when it's
you
know, we talk about a lot.
Yeah.
But yo, we gonna do a second interview.
Okay, man. We gotta bring you back. We can definitely bring you back.
But yeah, like, motherfuckers is fucking with this shit. Okay. Like, heavy. Like, I ain't think this was finna get this much traction.
Yeah.
And I made it on some bored shit, funny shit. And motherfuckers motherfuckers hear the song that don't listen to my music or nothing. You know, I got little haters here and there. Everybody got haters. Talking about, nah, this ain't it. Da, 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 da. She can't sing. Bitch, duh, I'm a rapper. That, you can hear I can't sing, but the shit is just catchy.
Yeah, that's
and
it.
And I'm
yeah.
shit. I done turned this Party in the USA white girl song to a trap song. Mm-hmm. That's what all of us do. That's when everybody fuck Frank. Backpack.
Yeah.
Too many Glocks in. It's like, what the fuck? Yeah. Like, this is what we do. Mm-hmm. Sampling some childhood songs and turning it trap to what we do and talk about today, that shit hard.
Yeah.
I don't care what nobody say. I ain't gonna say what I'm gonna sample next, but yeah, I got some samples coming up. I don't need nobody stealing my ideas.
Yeah, nah, you definitely can't say that shit because motherfuckers hear this shit like, oh, I'm gonna beat her to it. Like, I'm about to. That shit crazy. Yeah, like I said, like I wish them none but the best success with the song. Like I want that shit to go crazy. You know what I'm saying? Like I want it to be everywhere. I want to see the video. I'm ready. You know what I'm saying? I'm supporting you too. So shit, just let me know. Cool. Shit, got you. Yeah. Hey, who you want to shout out before we get out this motherfucker?
Shout out to myself.
Yeah.
Shout out to myself, man. I ain't letting nothing and nobody stand in my way, man.
Thanks.
For sure.
What is it?
That's it.
Yeah. You already know what the fuck it is, man. DJ Jerry, aka the voice of the streets. It's the motherfucking Mixtape Trappers Radio, man. Glow. What's happening?
Yeah. I can eat my crackers now.
Yeah.